It was only then that I knew for certain that the stricken ship was Vehement. The tall white letters, H2A, painted round her stern, dispelling all doubt. She was now heavily down by the bow, with her bridge superstructure, where I had spent my first night at sea in her, awash. Her foremast and forward funnel badly damaged, and her stern well clear of the water. Lying some distance off her, Telemachus and Vanquisher fired three salvos each. The shells bursting along her hull and deck and sending up showers of splinters. But Vehement was made of sturdy stuff, and a more rapid and drastic method of attack had to be devised. This time Telemachus approached her at speed, and when close to, put her helm hard a starboard and dropped a depth charge. From the bridge of Sandfly, it seemed as if the stern of Telemachus passed almost under that of Vehement. Next moment, a column of water shot up from the spot over which Telemachus had just passed, and for the fourth time in less than 5 hours, we felt a heavy underwater shock. Perhaps 10 seconds elapsed before the effect of the explosion became evident. Then Vehement began to move, her stern rising slowly until her full length seemed to rest on her submerged and shattered bows. Thus she remained for a moment, and then, with gathering speed, slid swiftly downwards. With 3/4 of her length below the surface, her stern must have struck the seabed, for her last movement was to roll over on her side, showing for a moment her after deck, with the mainmast carrying her ensign. Then the sea closed over her in a cap of foam. Turning to the chart table, I wrote in the deck log, 4:10, Telemachus dropped depth charge. 4:11, Vehement sunk. 10 minutes later, we were heading towards England at 25 knots. 7 ships only now, in a rising sea with a grey sky overhead. By 5, we had reached Immingham, and shortly afterwards berthed in our usual place in the basin.